It's Thursday, February 14th, 2008. You're listening to Scared Monkeys Radio Network. My name's Dana Pretzer, and here's my daily commentary. I have to dedicate today's commentary to a listener from last night's show who brought up this question. When we talk about Jug Twitty and Beth Twitty going to Aruba, and one of the first questions that law enforcement asked them was, does Natalie suffer from any sort of epileptic malady? Does she have seizures? And then on December 20th, Jug Twitty says on my program the same thing. And then after December 20th, Joran Vandersloot is caught in a sting operation where he talks about the girl and her twitching or her having a seizure. One has to wonder what would have happened if Natalie Holloway did suffer from seizures. Let me clarify. And again, thanks to my caller for bringing this up. If they asked the question and the answer was yes, was there a plan already cooked up to say this is what happened? We're sorry, but your daughter had a seizure and she's passed away. Once that was confirmed by the family that Aruban law enforcement had their plan, but their plan didn't include the family saying, no, she doesn't suffer from seizures. Did Aruban law enforcement know that Natalie had a seizure? Did Joran Vandersloot, in the sting operation courtesy of Peter DeVries, when he says the girl was twitching or having a seizure or words to that effect, know that what he was saying was the truth? We may be speculating, but one has to wonder, and it brings up a whole other question. The case needs to be solved. Justice has to be served. But justice also has to be served about the case and how it was handled. I'm Dana Pretzer.